Hey, what's up, guys? Here on another episode of Eli and Mike. On our podcast, we have an amazing guest from so many different platforms. You can find her anywhere. Elsa Arca, hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you so much for inviting. I'm so excited to be here, but sorry for my English.
Oh my God, not even.
I'm just like, I'm loading, like, oh my God, I need to translate that. And then I have an answer, and I need to translate the answer again in English.
I love this so much. Oh, my God. And we're totally here for it. I actually was in dental before, and we actually had to, like, read people's mouths when they're, like, literally with water in their mouth. And I'm so good at this. So, like, we're here for it. We're here for it. But anyways, your English is amazing. So I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sometimes I feel like I have Google Translator, but, like, the trial.
Okay. Oh, my God. I love this. Oh, my God.
And yeah. 2 weeks for free.
Hey, for real. Oh, my God.
And you have such personally, I feel like you have an accent, right? So you're, correct me if I'm wrong. You were born in
Kazakhstan. I was born in Kazakhstan.
Okay.
And this is Russia? Is that Russia?
It's under Russia. It's like another country.
Okay, got it.
Like a long time ago, like all those countries were like Soviet countries.
Yes.
Okay.
So we were like one the big Soviet Union. And after that, like right now it's independent country.
And you said that you actually grew up there for 20 years. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No way. Aren't you 20?
Right?
Yes, my age.
Yes, right.
How old am I?
19? Wait.
Well, now you're younger than she's been there? Wow.
Right. Oh, sorry. For real. You look so young. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
You're like, I am. You're like, I am.
I'm 25.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Okay. Secret on Eli and Mike podcast.
No kidding.
There you go.
Well, you look amazing tonight. Actually, your accent doesn't really come off that strong, even though you might be from Russia. You actually have a very Americanized way of speaking because your language is right on point, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
Yes, I don't have an accent.
Oh, my God. Right? I was like, he's wrong. A little bit. No.
So coming from Russia, you know, obviously America, from a lot of other guests that we've had, have seen America as like, oh, that's the land of opportunity. That's the place I want to go build, whatever it is, right? And you have this amazing, huge following that we'll get into in a minute. But what inspired you to come to America?
Oh, when I was a kid, I had Disney Channel. I had Nickelodeon.
Okay.
And I loved, like, growing up and watching those, like, TV shows. But I thought that's, like, impossible. Like, I thought that I'll never will have a life like that.
Mm-hmm.
I loved iCarly, Hannah Montana, yes. Victorious.
Oh, my God, yes.
And it was, like, my big, big dream. And sometimes I remember when I was like 10 years old or maybe 9 years old.
Okay.
I had a t-shirt. It said like, I love NY.
Mm-hmm.
And my neighbor, like, he was also a kid. And he told me, like, why are you wearing a t-shirt with the city you will never be in? I was like, excuse me?
Right?
Wow.
And I was a New York bitch. Where
yes.
Welcome to New York.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you took it over, too. So
let's be
just
real.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but at that time, we, like, didn't have, like, TikTok. You know, like, maybe it just, like, it was the beginning of YouTube.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, I want to be an actress and a singer.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
Can this is so amazing to, like, hear all this and you being inspired by all these shows, because now you're, like, bigger than all of them. At least in
let's
our
be real.
No, I'm not.
And I say this because I feel like nowadays, you know, actresses and actors are kind of, like, they're not as famous, like, as they used to be. Like, even, like, from 10 years ago or 5 years ago, I feel like the new actresses of the world or actors of the world are literally the influencers, and that's literally you. So, you know, you created yourself to something that you used to envision. So this is so powerful to hear.
Thank you. It is kind of iCarly.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm getting those feels.
That is so true.
And, right? We used to have iCarly on all the time. So, you know, just have to say.
Yeah, she was the first influencer.
There you go.
First YouTuber.
Oh, my God, yes, with her little phone and everything. Yeah. Like, oh, my God. And so if we can go back a little bit in time, and can we say Russia if you're from Russia, or should we say the actual?
I also lived in Russia, so like I lived there for 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your upbringing? Like, was it like a, did you live like in a very, like, you know, did you have like a lot of money? Like, was it a very hard time? if you could share that, I know.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Of course. I can't say that I was poor, but I was not rich. Yes. So it's like the usual family.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I grew up in small town in Kazakhstan.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And my family is really strict and Muslim.
Okay.
So
okay.
I also had my younger brother, and I was kind of a second mom to him.
Oh yeah.
So my life was just go to school, be with my younger brother.
Yes.
And I don't know, cook, clean, mm-hmm. cooking, cleaning. Yes. And
so pretty generic. It was like you were just doing the very normal things.
Like I couldn't go outside for more than 1 hour.
Oh wow.
And if it's dark outside, mm-hmm. I have to be at home.
Oh wow. Got it. Oh my God. Is that was it because it was dangerous or it was just kind of how you grew up? That's just the strictness of the family.
I think it's both. Mm, at that time, I didn't understand. I thought, oh my God, no, you don't love me. You don't love me. You don't allow me to go outside and be with my friends. But right now, I understand that because they care. They care about me.
Yes.
But also, they were strict.
Yes, it was a little bold. Right. So was it your upbringing, you just have one brother? Is it just you two?
I have two brothers, older and younger.
Oh, got it.
Did they come with you to America or are they out there?
No, we don't talk.
Oh, no. Talk? Okay. So do you not talk to your whole family? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Can we ask you why? Okay, please.
my dream was to be something big. I started with influencing, mm-hmm. and I wanted to be an influencer, but my parents didn't allow me to do that, and I escaped.
Got it. Escaped. Wow. Really?
Yes.
What do you mean by the word escaped? If you could explain just a little bit, did you run away?
The whole story. I moved to Russia. And I was a graphic designer in EXO team.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to be an influencer. And I was like, please, parents, can I go to Russia? This is my dream. I just will work. And I'm an artist also. Mm-hmm. I will be a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And they told me okay, you can go for 1 or 2 months and we will see. And when I moved to Russia, I started, I created my TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I started posting videos with my drawings. Mm-hmm. I customized iPhone cases.
Okay.
And all videos went viral. Wow. And I gained 1 million in 1 month.
Wow.
That is amazing. Gosh.
And I was maybe I want to be just an influencer.
Okay.
And then my parents told me, can you come back to Kazakhstan to visit us? I was like, yeah, sure. I miss my family, so... I went back to Kazakhstan, and the day I came, my dad took all my documents, all my passports, so I couldn't leave the country.
What?
Yeah, and he told me, your influencing ended. Your influencing ends.
Yes. Yeah.
So you are not influencer anymore.
Wow.
You have to be at home, and that's it.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I was I started crying, oh and I literally have my escape plan on my iPad.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. I planned my escape for 3 days. Yeah, because I live in Kazakhstan, but I'm the citizen of Russia.
Okay.
So I can't leave the... I can't leave Kazakhstan because mm-hmm. I'm the Russian citizen.
Got it.
And I told the police that, oh my God, I lost all my documents. What should I do? And they told me that I have to go to Russian mm-hmm. consul.
Yeah.
But it was in another city. So I had not a lot of money. I think I had $500, something like that.
Oh, wow.
And I took a bus to another city. It was 14 hours drive.
Okay.
On a bus?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh by yourself?
Yeah.
And how old were you?
Oh, it was 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. You're 21.
Yeah.
Right about.
Okay. So 4 years ago, you were literally still in Russia and how do you say Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was kid, I told my parents that, oh my God, I need to go and to take trash out. But in the trash bag, there was my backpack with my clothes.
Wow.
Okay, bye.
No way.
And then I left.
Wow. Yeah. So wait, did you actually like walk out to take out the trash and then you like took off?
No, the like I didn't have a trash. I just had my backpack in the trash.
Oh, backpack in the trash.
Oh, yes.
And I escaped. So I went to another city because I had to go to the consul. So they gave me the paper. Like, I don't know how it's called on English.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's like the paper that says that you can go to your like to your citizenship country. Yeah.
Yes.
And I had to took bus to my my city.
Yes.
And from that city, I took another bus to the Russia.
Okay.
And then, so it was like. The bus between my city and to city to Russia. So, because it was also quarantine.
Okay.
Quarantine time.
Oh my God. Because COVID, right? And COVID-19 was going on?
And what?
Like the COVID-19 was going
on? Yeah, it was the COVID time. And so that's why I took a bus from my country to the Russia. Because at that time, we didn't have like flights.
Okay. Got it.
And from the city in Russia, I flew to Moscow.
Wow.
It took me like 2 days, I think. Yeah.
Have you seen your parents since then? Or?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
And what about like no communication, no calls, no nothing?
Like when I just came back to Russia, we talked sometimes for a little bit. But also at the same time, I got death threats from my relatives. They like called me. They texted me. Once I posted a story, I was in Turkey and I posted a story like, oh, like, hi guys, I'm like, I stayed at this hotel because I had to do the story for this hotel.
Okay. Yeah.
And one of my relatives texted me, now we know where you are. We will come and kill you.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So, so that's insane. So, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. That's crazy. So you did escape. It's not really a runaway because you actually had to leave that bad environment. Is there a reason why your parents didn't support your influencing? Or did they want you to do something different?
Maybe religion?
Because of religion and because of like, I think maybe they support me in the like death of
deep inside.
Deep inside.
Yes.
But because all relatives, they're so... strict and they're so mean to me.
Thank you for sharing this. I know this is like really hard to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Maybe can you tell us like how do you overcome this like hardship, because you are so amazing. We're gonna talk about so many of the amazing things that you do in a moment, but we do always like to just kind of figure out where you came from. And again, you're coming from a place that you're up against so many obstacles, and you're sitting here today with a smile, so beautiful, glowing. I mean, every time we run into Elsa at events, she is just glowing with her group friends, and we're just like, oh my God, who are they? They're just so kind. And again, you're not coming from a place like that. Was it maybe your inspiration to want to be who you want to be? Is this what's just making you push forward, or what is it?
I remember like when I was like in Kazakhstan, I went to bed every day and I was just dreaming. I was like, oh my God, I'm dreaming about that and that and that. But at the same time, I didn't believe that it's possible. I was like, I just will dream because, like, what else should I do?
Oh my God.
Yeah, and maybe, like, when you have a big dream and if you think about it every day and not just think, also you should do something. And eventually you'll get it.
Oh my God. Wow. That is so powerful. Like, oh my God, I have tears in my eyes.
No,
because I'm inspired. I'm inspired by you. Like, this is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And, you know, the audience just got to hear, like, what you have to say. And, like, anybody who is watching, like, they now can dream, but also do and also create it happen, because you're living proof of it. You are sitting here today in Beverly Hills.
You know? In Beverly Hills, yes.
Rodeo Drive.
So you made it.
You made it for sure, you know. You're so amazing. You're so amazing.
Don't cry.
Right. But it's an amazing story.
But I think it's great, because being 25, there's a lot of females, a lot of women, or even men that don't know how to challenge their parents and tell them, look, I want to be this. I want to create this kind of life for myself. Mm-hmm. And you, because your parents didn't support it, whether it's religion, whatever the fact is, you still did what you believed in your heart and you made it happen. And you're out here. And let's be real, you're in LA and Beverly Hills is the, the main center of everything that has to do with media and power and wealth. A lot of opportunities are here. So I think, so I think it's great that you have found, you know, something that you love and something that you have a lot of passion for. And that's amazing, you know, and I think that's, you know, what's created Elsa Arca.
Right.
You know, you become this very young entrepreneur who has her look, her business, which is your YouTube channel, your TikTok, your Instagram. And I think that's also fun because you love doing what you're doing.
Right.
And you can tell by looking at your content.
Yes. Are you happy now? Let me ask that.
I'm happy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have nightmares like once a month, maybe about my family. Cause sometimes I feel lonely, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I feel like I have my new family.
Yes.
So I escaped from my family to find a new one. Oh, wow. And that's right, beautiful. Now they're my like close friends.
Yes.
Closest friends.
Yes. Your group of
your
friends.
New family.
Yeah.
So a family, not even friends, family, right?
Yeah.
And luckily we're blessed to be in that circle too, because we love everybody in that family. I mean, we consider everybody family as well. You're family to us now. And whatever we all can work on together and grow together, that's all we care about also.
Yeah. And can we talk about, so when you went viral the first time, it was you were in Russia, right?
I was in Russia.
And you were doing, so you said you were doing graphic designing, but can you explain a little bit more? Was it just your art that was going viral, or it was you that went viral?
So the concept of the video was my inspiration was ZHC at that time. It's like a big YouTuber, and also like he posted TikToks where he gave to like big influencers is like custom iPhones, custom MacBooks, custom like bags.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Yes.
And I was like, oh my god, like. I want to do something like that, but I don't have that money. I don't have a lot of money to give people iPhones.
Oh my God, right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And MacBooks.
I would love to do that.
You know, right.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, maybe I can customize iPhone cases. Okay. And the concept of the video was like, in the beginning of the video, I like grabbed my like friends or like influencers' phone. Then I run away. Then I like customized their iPhone cases, the end, I just like gave it back.
That's wow!
Cool. Yes,
oh my
that could be so trendy because I mean it's like getting your phone case and you give them something kind of cool and they're like, oh.
That would
and
be so
everybody wants to watch this video till the end because they're like, oh my god, I need to see the result and I need to see like the people's reactions.
Wow!
Yeah. I love that. You know, that's so. When you say the beginning and the result, that reminds us of what we do because we obviously do the style me videos and people want to see it to the end to find out how did they style them.
Yeah,
that makes so much sense. Yeah. And I think that's what has made you a success because you really know how to put it all together. Yeah. I mean, you also have this amazing YouTube channel that has 14 million.
Oh my God, 14 million.
Guys,
14 million.
14 million followers.
Oh my God.
That's insane. We have legendary, highly iconic friends that are considered celebrities in this industry that don't have 14 million.
They have a million or 2 million. You have 14 million. And, you know, going back to the guy who said, why are you wearing the New York shirt? You have,
Next time, go wear a Beverly Hills shirt.
You can wear all of the states because 14 million people are watching you all around the world, not just New York.
Yay.
So, you know, this is so intense. Can we talk about your YouTube a little bit? Like, how did you start growing on YouTube? Because this is one of the hardest platforms to grow on.
Yeah.
And you are at 14 million. This is so amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I started YouTube a long time ago. Okay. Like, maybe my first video was a years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I started with, like, zero followers. And I had 9 followers for the whole year. But I, kept posting videos.
Yes.
It was, like, when I was in Kazakhstan.
Okay.
But my parents didn't allow me to do, influencing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I posted just videos, like, DIY life hacks. And I showed only my hands. So
No way.
I was, like, doing something like, school life hacks, DIY, back to school.
Okay.
Yeah. But Then I stopped for like, I don't know, for 3 years, something okay. like that, because I was like graphic designer mm-hmm. at the time at EXO team.
Yes.
And when my TikTok blew up, I started post YouTube videos. It was on Russian.
Okay.
And it also was about customizing like air forces or like iPhone cases. Yeah, wow. Something like that.
Love that.
But my YouTube started growing really fast after I started posting YouTube shorts.
Okay. Okay.
Because like it really can help you guys to like gain a lot of followers by YouTube shorts.
Nice. And wow. What are the YouTube shorts? Because I feel like YouTube shorts kind of recently came into play, or have they been around like for a while?
2 years ago.
It was two years ago. Oh my so that's gosh. When you actually. So are you saying that in a matter of 2 years? You went from how many followers to 14 million?
I think my 1 million followers was, I don't really remember, 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, got
maybe
it.
Maybe 3 years ago. I'm okay. So bad at numbers. Like, when was it?
Even though you have all the numbers, 14 million, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But yes.
Maybe YouTube Shorts came 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And like around that time, I like gained 1 million followers on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then from there, the shorts.
And then you basically blew up from there. And then these shorts, again, they were, like you said, customizing, mm-hmm. you know, certain items?
Because I stopped drawing in my, like, TikToks maybe also, like, three years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because I joined EXO team, yes. And I wanted to people love me not because of my art, mm-hmm. but because of my personality.
Got it.
And I started posting like some trends. Mm-hmm. I tried to do like dances.
So and we saw that. We saw some of the dances and some of the lip syncing.
Yes. So then let's talk about EXO team if we can.
Yeah.
So you kind of were the girl, if I may say, and correct me if I'm wrong. You kind of were the girl behind the scenes in a way.
Yeah.
Because you were doing like the drawing and stuff like that when your dreams in your mind were like, yeah, I'm already part of EXO team, but it's not like all the influencers. Yeah.
When I just like blew up, like when I was like not in the team, but I just worked with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like I was like behind the scenes. Oh, wow. But when I joined the mm-hmm. EXO team like an actual member, so at that time I started feeling that now I'm the part of this family.
Love it. And how did that all end? Is it still going now or
we almost like all members left EXO team maybe like a year ago.
Oh, really?
So right now I don't know if they're like filming right now something
No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think there's only like our two ex producers. Mm-hmm. Like Gary, Mary, maybe like their sister, mm-hmm. their girlfriend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this was in Russia? EXO team was in Russia or?
We started in Russia, but we like the half of the team moved to USA.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay, oh, okay. And they continued out here in USA for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
We were filming maybe for like a year or for like a year and a half mm-hmm. altogether. But yeah, we decided to go separate ways.
There you go.
Well, I mean, I love the experiences that you had. So as far as dancing, because we actually saw one of your videos when you were dancing.
I'm so bad at dancing.
It was really cool.
We loved it.
We were watching it like, this is Elsa? What's going on? You really were a lot of fun to watch. So what inspired the dancing? How did you just one day decide? Because you were obviously, like Mike said, you were doing the art stuff and then you went into working for X team and then now you're doing dancing. So are you just a woman of all traits? You want to do everything or is there a reason for that?
When I was in EXO team, like at that time, like all trending videos were like dancing videos.
Okay, got it.
And because of that, I started doing dances videos too. Okay. But it was so horrible. Oh my but God. I tried my best. Yeah, and since then, because you know, when you like post TikToks, there are like a lot of dances. Like almost every video is
there's
like
a dance video. Yeah. Yes, that's real. True.
Yes.
It's like sometimes it's dances videos, sometimes it's like just funny videos, sometimes it's like lip syncing.
Yes, definitely. So then would you say that you're an actress?
I mean, I would love to be an actress one day.
There you go.
But I'm so bad at acting too.
Oh my gosh, no, you are so good. I love how modest you are with yourself because you are so good.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, so then, okay, let's go back to the YouTube for a minute. Yes. Because you had a million and, you know, you started doing the shorts. And like you said, the shorts were the dancing and lip syncing. Is that what really turned you into the 14 million on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, so you started doing those. And then not only that, you know, we're on your YouTube and we've seen this before, but you're singing.
Thank you. And
that's why I say you're like an actress, you're an artist, you're like so many different things because your singing is incredible. Like,
thank you.
Me and Eli and my assistant were standing outside for a minute and we were just listening to your music and we were like partying. We were like, we connected this. Yeah, we were like, oh my God.
Thank you. It was so great.
You know, like, would you say it's alternative music? What type of music would you say it is?
I feel like maybe it's pop.
Pop, okay. Yes. Yeah. It's like pop and like our alternative pop. Like
teen rock pop.
Rock, that's what I was looking for. Teen rock. And like, so not only was it singing that we saw, and your voice is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Like, and that's why I'm saying you say you're not good at English, but the whole song, you're like on point. Your English is so good. But also the acting. So we were watching it, and I mean, your emotions in this music video are so on point. You're like writing in your journal, and you're upset, and you know, things, so many different feelings in this music video. And we just were like, oh, that's us. That's us. Like, we relate.
Yeah.
And we're just like,
oh my God, that's amazing.
So, you know, yes, you're sitting here on our show today, like, you know, bubbly and jumpy and happy. But if you guys go watch our music videos on YouTube, you know, 2 million, 1 million, millions everywhere. Your acting in those videos are just so, like, you really can connect with you. So, like, where did you learn how to, like, have all these different personalities? Because and if you watch the videos, you'll know what I mean. There's sad, there's happy, there's, you know, the girlfriend, the not girlfriend. So, like, you know?
I love also watching Netflix. Okay. I think, like, I watched a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows, a lot of everything. And when I'm watching, I also try sometimes to analyze, like, their emotions, their, like, characters. And it's so fun to play different characters sometimes. Like in real life, I'm just boring, peaceful, and
not even.
I'm just here. I exist, and that's it. But I was like, oh, what if I'm gonna be like more bitchy? What if I'm gonna be more? I don't know. More cute.
Yes. Exactly.
I was like, a lot of different characters, and it's so fun to do that.
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I have my YouTube, for me it's also like an art, and I love to play with that.
That's so cool.
What have you, so you know how you have so many followers, so I think we're building that. We have in combination with all our pages, we have about 1.7, almost 1.8 million.
Right.
But that's
nothing
all
close to you.
Nothing close to you, but that's all with all our pages. So you have over 20 something, 25, 26, 7, somewhere around there, million followers. So in that, do you ever get calls for like brand deals, sponsorships? And if you do, have you picked any, or what do you usually do when you get to that?
Sometimes, yeah, like my email is a mess. it's so, so messy.
Oh,
and
I love it.
Like, currently, like, I'm looking for an agency
who
like just will take care of me and do all this stuff, because it's so hard to figure out it all by yourself.
Right.
Because like, I was an EXO, but I left their agency like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I don't do a lot of brand deals because I'm so lazy to check my email. I'm so lazy
oh my
to
God.
Answer.
I love it.
Like, maybe I just will find a manager.
There you go. It's because you're always working. Every time we run into you, you are working. So I'm sure it could be so hard to go in there and sift through the emails. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I just want to create an art. I don't want to be in the business side.
yeah. The management side of everything.
And in YouTube and in TikTok, I assume you're already monetizing and it all works out for you. Because I can only imagine we're monetizing this little.
Right.
But with 14 million and 10 million there, and it seems so much more like I want to be there so I can like monetize that much. But I mean, is it what you expect it to be? Do you feel like when now at your level of 25 plus million followers, Do you feel like you're monetizing what you expect, or do you want to do more to create more?
I want to do more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to have like a lot of money so I can invest it in mm-hmm. my like in my projects.
Yes. Okay.
So like I have a lot of ideas. Like I want to film, I don't know, short film one day. I want to film a TV show because sometimes I love creating scripts. Mm-hmm. Like I love to be like and a producer, and I love to be in the camera. So wow. It's so interesting for me to try to do like the whole TV show maybe yeah. one
wow.
day.
That's great.
Yeah, I but I need a lot of money.
Yeah, you know.
And a good
you're
manager.
An investor.
Yeah. Right, right.
Text
her. She's here. Text her. Yes. Text her, not email her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not yeah. email.
And this is so amazing because you're saying all this and everything just connects, because even when most people watch Netflix or shows and they're really just trying to escape from the world or just let me just watch a show for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there analyzing, like you said, you're literally watching the characters, you're trying to see their type of characters. So, you know, that's just like perfect for somebody like you to be like a producer or write scripts, because you're really, even when you're not working, because you're always working, mm-hmm. you're watching shows and you're still working, your mind
yes.
is moving, you know what I mean?
I was like, I'm working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
What are you doing right now? Right. Let's go hang. Let's hang. No, I'm working. I'm watching right. Netflix.
Exactly. So, and again, that's for not most people, but yeah. your mind is running yeah. like that. And I believe, and I'm not a producer or anything like that, we've met them. We've met yeah. them. We've had them on our set. And
we've actually had a lot of producers right? and actors actually on yeah. their set before.
And I think yeah. those individuals that we met, they're, you know, high caliber in regards to the mind. They have to think so much. There's so many things that go into producing mm-hmm. Yeah. or putting a show together or whatever it is.
Yep.
And that it's not for everybody. And, right. you know, sitting here with you today, I could tell that this is something of your calling because of the way you look at life, the way you, you know, go forth with life. Like, I could see this so much.
It's we could see
so
you on the big screen. Definitely.
Right. Yes.
Me too.
I mean, you are know, already. Right? I mean, you're here. I mean, you it's know. A big screen.
It's kind of a big screen, but yeah.
Yes.
But we need like the movie screens. We need like the, you know what I mean?
One day.
Yes.
So I have an interesting question for yeah. you. So, are you single?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So are you single, ready to mingle, or wow. single, staying focused?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. you know, LA maybe is a bad place to find the love of your life.
We agree. We
yes. all the bad boys are in
yeah.
LA.
Oh, yeah. God, they're, like, so weird. Like, yes. some guys can text you, like, at night. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's hang right now. Like, it's 10 p.m. I was like, excuse me, no. Like, I'm in my bed. I will not go at 10 p.m. Exactly. And
in the streets of LA.
What are we going to
yeah,
do?
Like, let's go. LA. Let's watch a movie at my house. No. Sorry.
What the? Right. 10 p.m.?
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
If you want to meet me, just text me. Like, invite me on like
a real date.
Yeah, you know. A real date. Right. At some coffee shops. I yes. love coffee, so I'm go. Always down.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Oh, my God. I love so that. Cool. And we're definitely from LA area, and luckily we are in a partnership. But we always ask this question because sometimes for us, sometimes we need each other. But also, you don't always need somebody. You don't always need to be in a relationship to be as powerful as you are. And you're living proof of that. You know what I mean? You're here
yes.
with all this mindset, all this power, all these dreams. But again, most people are thinking like, oh, like I can't do without somebody, but you can. And you're showing this today. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
So thank you for this inspiration.
And you're not rushing into it. So it's good to take your time and find Mr. Right whenever it's
yes.
right. Instead
yes.
of like rushing into it for that 10 p.m. guy. Hey, can we go on yeah. a
date?
I'm like,
and
you're not
a
Mr. Right.
Come to my apartment or my house. That's yeah.
like, what
like,
are
you
we
have
doing?
To go and pick me up.
Yeah, exactly.
I will not Uber yeah. to you.
You know.
Oh, my God. Uber to me? Wow. What's going on with today's
right.
guys?
Yeah. Like, it's
what
LA.
Uber
yeah,
to my house?
What's wrong with them?
You know?
Like, come pick me up.
They can text you and then, like, disappear. Like.
Exactly.
Oh, no. That means they were not interested to begin with.
You know?
Oh yes. Yeah. Like, I don't want to, like, be in a relationship. I don't yeah. want to, like, to be in a relationship just to be in a relationship.
Right.
I don't
that
know.
Sense.
Did it
right.
make sense?
Right. No, it does.
Did
it
I
does.
Say it
no,
right?
No, that you did. Yes. And let's go back a little bit to okay. when you came to America. You said only 4 years you've been here?
I moved here 2.5 years ago.
2.5 years okay. ago. Did you know English?
I knew English, but it was, Horrible.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
like a little bit worse than now.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Right now it's so
good.
It's really good. Oh, it's really good. Yeah.
I wish I have like bigger vocabulary in my mind.
You're shocking us because you're so good. So, you know, but I love your mindset. Yeah. You just want to be better, which is so amazing. That's so amazing. But I guess coming from, or I mean, I would think anybody would think this, but I would never think that you can go to another country and in 2 years, 2.5 years, you could be speaking as good as you. I mean, understanding us, and we're talking like crazy people, like so many words per minute, and, or at least me, sorry. Yeah. But you're able to understand us, and then you're like, your English is so good. And again, 2.5 years, like it's just so incredible. Where do you like, is it because you're just so driven to like, where is this all coming from? Your drive.
Thank you, Thomas.
Okay. Thomas. Shout out, Thomas.
All our English friends. Yes. We practice it every day. Like,
really?
Thank you so much.
So you're actually putting in like the practice on the daily, like making this something of importance to you.
When I just moved, I tried to watch, like, go to like theater and watch like movies, like on English.
Okay.
Also, when I was watching Netflix shows, I also turn on the subtitles.
Yes.
So it's on English, but it's also with English subtitles.
Okay.
So
Got it.
Like easier to read it, to understand it.
Okay.
Because I can always like translate the word if I like didn't get it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But that's you know, you learn the language so fast though, regardless.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's really
I can't even imagine learning Russian in 3 years or anything. I mean, it sounds insane.
Do you think it's because the American language is easy to learn? Because I feel like we're gonna be going to Japan soon and like we don't know one word from there. And
hi, is that a word?
I don't think so.
It is.
Is it? I don't know.
Yes. It means yes. I know how to say yes.
So like maybe you could even give us some advice in the audience, some advice like, you know, like, can we like learn it? Be like, because I feel like also other languages are so hard, like Russian or Japanese or something. I feel like it's going to be so hard to learn, but you're sitting here like having full on conversations with us. It's so amazing.
I think maybe it's easier for us because English is like an international language.
Okay.
Like, we were learning this language at school.
Oh, okay.
It was still bad, but at least we knew some words like I, hi, bye, yes, no, maybe.
Okay, like, perfect.
But yeah, I think like if you want to learn a language, you can do it. Mm-hmm. Like we have Duolingo, we have AI. Yeah. We have ChatGPT.
True,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes, so true.
Oh my God, you're right.
It can help.
Oh my God, you're right.
It can help.
Yes.
And I also like, I do a lot of mistakes when I'm talking, but
you
at least you
yourself.
Can understand.
But you correct yourself and you know when it's wrong. Like we make mistakes and we know the language.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, exactly. Sometimes I can't even say American language. I'm like, oh my God. So for sure. And okay, so then, you know, you've only been here for 2.5 years. Obviously watching iCarly and Hannah Montana and all these shows, it gives you like an outlook of America and Hollywood and LA to be this like amazing place, like lights, cameras, action.
Yes.
And can you tell us when you got to LA and Hollywood, like what was your thoughts when you got here? Were you like, this is everything I thought it would be, or what were your thoughts?
My thoughts were like, what is that?
Like,
because I just moved to USA, I lived on Hollywood near like the
Stars
Alley.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it was like a lot of homeless.
Yes.
Smells so bad.
Yes.
I was like, why? It's so scary. And like every night was like police around like our area, and I was like, what's going on? I'm so scared.
Yeah.
I'm so scared. It's not safe at all.
Right.
Because when I was in like Russia and Kazakhstan, it's so safe.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can go for a walk at like 2 a.m. and nothing happened to you.
Not in LA. And you would think you would be able to do that on the Walk of Fame, like, you know, you see in the movies again, the stars.
Yes.
And you know, maybe you want to take a little stroll at night and look at the stars. Probably not the safest idea.
Yes, you know? I didn't expect that at all.
Right.
But right now, I'm happy this is like my my dream city, and that's my home.
Right. Yeah. So even though there's obstacles or homeless or stuff like that, there's also, see, sometimes I can't talk. I'm like, oh my God. There's also opportunities as well, right? As it being California and LA and Hollywood, there's a lot of connections and a lot of, there are the lights, camera, action, but you know, it's not like you may think, but the opportunities can be very grand. Would you agree on that?
Yeah. And the city is so convenient to me. Like I can find everything I need. So I don't know, like, yesterday I had my YouTube shooting. It was like an airplane studio. It looked exactly like airplane.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God. No, I didn't know that I can find it, but so thank you.
Yes, yes.
And yeah, if you like told me that, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, I wouldn't believe you. Like,
wow.
That I will do that.
Yeah. I think LA definitely has its good things and its bad things. Obviously, the homeless, the poverty is very bad here. But I feel like definitely it's the city of lights, it's opportunity. Yes. You have so many chances to create. I mean, it's literally the epicenter of even social media now, where people want to come here. And there's so many influencers. There's like an app, and you might be on the app too, Elsa, where you can find out where every influencer is at in what city. And it's so cool to know, like, there's hundreds and hundreds of millions of followers for all these influencers, which is super cool. But I feel like it's called Koala.
Koala app. Yeah. We'll get it after.
Okay.
But
But it's so grand, because now you can collaborate with so many different people. Right. Like, even us are collaborating. Yes, we collaborate with so many people. Because we're obviously Eli and Mike. We love to be in the middle of everybody, like involved with everybody's life, so we can build, you know?
Definitely.
What's the next thing for you? Like, have you considered, because you're single, you're not here with your family, it's just you, but you do have a close niche family, which is the people here.
Yeah.
What have you considered what you want to do next? Is there like a next step for you?
So right now it's like the beginning of the year, and I have a lot of plans for the next 2025 year.
Yes.
I want to do like more music. Also, I'm thinking about the acting, maybe.
Okay.
And I also want to have my own show on my YouTube.
Oh my God, yes. Can we talk about this? Let's talk about a couple of these things. So for one, the music, again, how did you even get into this music? Because it's so, like, it's so, again, so good. Like, I just want you guys to go watch it. So you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. But, like, you don't just wake up one day and you're like, I'm going to sing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how did you get into the music scene?
Oh, when I was in Kazakhstan, I always love watching America Got Talent, X Factor. Do you have it?
Yeah,
we have like The Voice.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like, I think I watched every video on YouTube that is like popular. Because sometimes you can see like some videos from like The Voice. It's like 50 million views. Yes. I definitely watched that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I always tried to sing, but I don't have like the really, really talented voice. Like sometimes people just like burn with a perfect voice.
Okay.
And like I'm insecure about my singing, but I have like vocal lessons, and it gives me more like confidence.
Got it. Okay.
And so the vocal lessons can go far, because even the last person we had on here, Sky, she was we did a podcast right before you got here, and she's also a singer.
Well,
and she does the vocal lessons too, and I feel like that is like training your vocal cords to sing better.
Right.
But we still think your videos were great, because you sound like you've been doing that all your life, you know? I thought it sounds amazing.
Oh, it was amazing. And so basically if we could tell the audience, it just takes hard work, it takes practice, it takes, like you said, even taking lessons to see if it's you or not.
And you need to find your own style.
Yes. Right. Also. And I love that too, find your own style. So obviously, at one point, after all the practicing and doing the vocal lessons and whatnot, you knew that I'm a singer. Is that right?
I hope that I'm a singer. I hope one day I'm gonna be a singer. Yes, yeah.
Yes. No, you will be. You don't even have to hope it. You have like the energy, like it's gonna happen.
Yes.
And we're gonna be in the crowd going, go Elsa. Right, right. But we're gonna be in the back actually.
No, we'll be in the front row.
In the backstage.
Oh, backstage.
Yes.
And then how about the shows? So like YouTube shows, these are obviously gonna be so amazing. The people who have them already.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shows are you trying to create?
So I filmed yesterday first
episode.
Oh my god!
Oh, no way! Okay.
Do we have to talk about this?
Yes.
Oh my god! Let's go.
Maybe when I saying that it's a show, it's like not really like a big show or something like that. I just decided to film different funny sketches and to put this all sketches into one long form video.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm calling this a show, but this is just like I can call it whatever I want.
Oh yeah.
And YouTube allows you to create shows now, or like a certain—
It's not like a show. It just— I just will name it show.
Okay. Okay.
It's not really a show.
And so would you say like it's like a comedy show?
Something like that, Something like SNL, maybe.
Oh my god, like, really?
Oh my god, that
YouTube
sounds fun.
SNL.
Oh my god, YouTube SNL. Like, this is what the world needs right now. Like, oh my god.
Well, if you ever need extra people, we're all for it.
Course.
Right, we watch SNL all the time, too, so we love this concept.
Yes.
And again, YouTube, I mean, this is so creative because YouTube doesn't have this. And, they have, like, they do have SNL on YouTube, but they don't have the creators or the influencers doing this.
That's
so
I want to be the first one.
Oh my god, you're going to be the first one. And
creating a new trend.
Right? Yeah. And would you say, or can you tell us, was the plane scene part of this show?
Yes, okay. I hope it's going to be funny because I made the script by myself, this airplane scene. And
I
was like, guys, I hope it's funny. If it's not, I'm so sorry.
We're already laughing.
When do you release it?
Maybe in 2 weeks.
Okay, got it. Okay, so we'll be up looking for it. We're gonna subscribe and make sure
definitely,
we're on it.
Definitely. And then, so obviously, a lot of I feel like a lot of your glow, like you said, if we rewind back a little bit, comes from the people you're surrounding yourself with. So, your family, your group of friends. Like, how do you guys all keep each other glowing the way you guys do? Like, is it just always meeting up? Like, on the weekly, on the daily, like, if you could talk to us about your friend group, your family group.
Yeah, we hang almost every day all together. Like, we not just hang, we talk a lot.
Celebrate.
Celebrate. We try to cheer each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cheer up. And it's like, when you have a family, you always like, you see your, like, for example, mother, father, brother, sister, and they're actually like my brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, if you know Sophie, she's also our neighbor.
Oh, wow.
We live on like the same floor.
Oh my God.
So,
and
it's like just a coincidence. Like, she didn't know like what floor we're living at.
No way.
Wow.
She's like, oh, right now we're neighbors. I live at like,
Yeah, right.
Nobody
knows.
And we were like, wait, we're two. So it's like, she lives in like five apartment from our apartment.
Yes.
And if we want to film something, we just, you can come to our apartment, let's film like at ours or...
So the way it's convenient.
Yeah, it's so convenient.
So you don't even have to drive.
Yes. It's so,
wait, you don't even have to take the elevator.
Thomas has to drive.
Oh, yeah, Thomas.
But
sorry,
Thomas likes to drive his nice cars, too.
Oh, yeah. He has a couple of nice cars. So maybe he enjoys it.
Yes. Right now, I'm going to pick McLaren.
Right.
Yes.
Or the Hummer. Jesus. The Hummer.
Yes.
Right. I think he's getting one of those, too. Wow, that's so amazing. So then you guys are always there for each other.
Yeah.
How did you guys all pick this group and make sure you guys are all good, because sometimes it's hard. You think somebody's right and then they might be like a toxic apple to the group, and then you know it messes up the whole group. How do you guys make sure that you guys are like right for each other?
So in the beginning it was just me and Nevada, because we were like in foreign country, we were together, and we like spent a lot of time together. We were like in the same team, EXO team. Mm-hmm. So like we became best friends.
Got it.
And after that, we started thinking about like meeting new people, about like collaborating with someone. And I found Amelia.
Yes.
I was like, my God, this girl is so pretty. This girl is so amazing.
Right.
And I texted her on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And after that, we like we decided to all meet. I was like, Nevada, let's go. Yes. We need to like go and meet those people. And Amelia came with her brother, with Thomas. So yeah, it was the first day when we met. It was four of us.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we just like starting meeting each other. We started meeting each other more often, mm-hmm. and became really close. And maybe 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We met Sophie.
Yes.
And what else? Who else?
I love it.
Also, like, we have Dania. We have... that's it.
Right.
And but you have a very strong circle, which is great, you know? And it's hard to find.
It doesn't have to be a lot, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a lot. It could be three people. Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. You know? So, yeah, when we want to film something, to hang, to just to spend good time, we're always here for each other.
And we had Nevada, actually, on our podcast. Yay! And, you know, she's one of our friends. We love you, Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada's amazing.
And so then you're saying that, your guys' stories are kind of the same in a way.
Yeah, that's why we're best friends.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. So that's kind of the connection, the besties, because you guys kind of went through, you know, she almost had the same story of escaping well and everything. And you guys were in another country, and you guys are both here in America. And again, just taking over, mm-hmm. it is just so amazing at this young age that you're at. Yes. You know what I mean?
And like, I've never like met people in my life who also escaped from the family.
Right.
And we like, when we found out that we both escaped, it was like, oh my God, let's be besties.
Exactly.
Wow.
You guys kind of created your own EXO team in a way. I feel like now this is like the new revolutionary one, you know what I mean? It's just so inspiring to see you guys all together, you know what I mean?
It really is.
Thomas and Sophia and, you know, Princess Amelia. She's so amazing too, right? Shout out.
She's like baby sister.
Yes, definitely. But again, all putting in the same amount of work, I feel. Mm-hmm. You guys are all working so hard, but all supporting each other. Anytime there's a time to celebrate. I know you guys were just at Sophia's 5 million.
Yeah.
You know,
yes, we saw
you know,
that.
Celebrating her for 5 million. It's just so amazing how you guys all support each other.
Yay.
Me and Eli are like that with each other. But again, you
when we hit 1 million on our Instagram, we'll invite everybody.
Right. We'll do a million
party.
You got
1 million. Right.
Yeah,
you guys will be like,
1 million dinner.
You know. And so then do you have any connection to like Mexico or anything like that? Like
Mexico?
Yeah.
No, but there's like famous birthday site, and they thinking that I'm from Mexico, but no, I've never been there.
Okay, yeah, because
so they're wrong.
They're wrong. We just have to get that on camera because we
saw that too. I'm like, I don't know if she's Mexican.
Like, should we ask this question?
I told them maybe they forgot about it. I'm like,
you said your country, and they said Mexico. Like what? So we thank you for being on our podcast. You're honestly such an amazing person to have, and we call you our friend too. And we honestly can't wait to style her too, guys. She's going to be so awesome. Not that you need any styling, because seriously. But is there anything that you would love to give to anybody of your followers that might get a good message from you that you can tell them?
Guys, do what you love. Love what you do. And no matter what, like if you have a really, really big dream, like everything is possible right now. Yeah.
Love this so much.
Wow. Oh my God. This is from Elsa. Guys, and you guys can find Elsa Arca Easy on Instagram and basically anywhere. Like, for real. Right. Like, she's all over the place. And I know we can expect so much more out of you, Elsa. We really do appreciate you being on the podcast, and it means
the
world.
Thank you so much.
Full podcast and a couple of reels. Hopefully you're able to collaborate. That'd be kind of nice. And then we'll go out there and do some more videos together.
Inspiration. Love you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Oh, loves it. Thank you so much.